you know, everything you've been taught by your culture has been a lie. And I'll give you a few examples. I mean, they're really easy. I know most people will resist it because they don't want to hear the truth. The one reason you resist seeing the code is because it's kind of embarrassing. It's been here our whole life, but we didn't see it. What happens is sin or the flesh mind blinds us to the truth. Like when somebody says good morning and they wake up and they eat breakfast. Well, you eat breakfast because you're breaking a fast. You say good morning because you're mourning the previous day that you died. When you go to sleep, it's a type and shadow of death. Good morning, you mourned the old person. You wake up, just like when you go to a wake at a funeral, you go to one last viewing. Good morning. You awake? You did one last viewing of the previous day, of the previous person, really. But we'll call it day. The previous day doesn't exist anymore. So you mourn the previous day. You wake up. You do a last view. When you go to a wake, one last view before the funeral. I don't go to any of that stuff anymore. I don't do holidays. I don't do birthdays. I don't do funerals. I don't do any of it. Any culture program, I don't do it. That's how I'm able to see. Before I saw this, I used to see people get all emotional and upset on Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter and their birthday. And if somebody didn't buy them a present, it destroyed their whole day. Or if somebody messed up their birthday, they got depressed. I mean, I guess people still do this. I don't talk to them about it, and I'm not around them, so I don't know. But I'm sure it's still going on. I see it as the past because it's not my world anymore. And so somebody forgot to say happy birthday, or somebody forgot to acknowledge their event or their whatever, their marriage, their funeral, their death, their resurrect, whatever it is. It's the same. Every day is the same. You're resurrecting every moment, really. But you say good morning because you mourn the previous day. You're awake because you're doing one last view of the previous day. And the cycle repeats. Another thing is, most people don't even know why they're created. A car knows why it's created. A dog knows why it's created. A cow, a horse, even an AI program knows it's an AI program. But most people don't know why they're created. You're created to serve God, worship God, and do God's will. The Bible says the woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman. Most women think men were made for them when the woman was made for the man. And that's why they're not happy. You want to know why you're not happy? Because you don't know what you were created to be. You're trying to step out of your created purpose, your created goal, your created will, you're created. You're a created being. Well, my mom and dad had me. I got free will. I can do whatever I want. Well, if you try to do whatever, yeah, you got free will, but when you try to do your own will, you mess it up royally. You are a royal failure. Admit it. Without God, you're a royal failure. You fail royally. You can never perform. You can never reach your potential without God. You can never actually do anything without God. Without me, you can do nothing. You can't even breathe without God. So the fact that you're breathing, in Him we live and breathe and have our being. The fact that you're taking a breath, that means you're a created being, and it's God that sustains you. The last few verses in Ecclesiastes tell you to seek God, to know God, to do God's will, to keep His commandments. What are His commandments? to believe on his son. And to renew your mind, be transformed. See, when you believe on Jesus, you fulfill the whole law. Because back in the Old Testament, it said, what are the commandments of God? What's the purpose of man? To keep his commandments, like the Ten Commandments or the 660 commandments in the Old Testament, or however many there were. There was a lot of commandments in the Old Testament. No human could keep them. So the law was to draw you to Christ. There was a pre-incarnate Christ, the angel of the Lord. Jesus is always around. Jesus is always typified somewhere in his saints. See, the reason you're still in time is because you're a time traveler. God sent back the Holy Spirit, and you're a time traveler. You're in time, in series, in sequence after Jesus. You're a copy. The Holy Spirit is an exact copy of Jesus, but you have the earnest of the Spirit. So you're a copy. That's why you have the truth. That's why you know the truth. That's why saved women still listen to me. Even if it's an unsaved woman and I say the woman was created for the man, she would disconnect from the channel. If she's a carnal believer, she would disconnect from the channel. But there's saved women that still listen when I say the woman was made for the man. It's Bible. 1 Corinthians 11. Why? Because it's the type of Christ in the church. Now, the husbands serve the wife in a way. She serves him. He serves her. Husbands, love your wives. Christ loved the church. He covers her, protects her, takes care of her, works. And she helps. She's a help. It doesn't take away her individuality. Jesus is still a person. The God-man. You got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So in a marriage, you got the man, the woman. They're still individuals, but they're also one. It's a great mystery, Christ in the church. You have free will. You can do whatever you want. But if you don't know why you're created, you're going to act stupid and act crazy. If the woman doesn't really know why she's created, she ends up in the streets like a harlot. If the man don't know why he's created, he ends up in the streets homeless. You have authority down here, whether it's on the job. Your authority, you know, a lot of women say they think they know better than their husband, and they might, but it still doesn't take away the fact that you have authority. You might know better than your boss, but your boss is still the authority. You might be 1,000 times smarter than your boss, but the boss is the authority for a reason. God puts authority into your life to teach you that he's the ultimate authority. If God is the ultimate authority, why would he not put authority in your life down here as an object lesson, as a training program? Every day is the same, so every day is a simulation. So there's authority. I don't care if it's the government, the IRS, the subscribers to like Twitter or whatever, the investors. Even the CEOs have authority. They're investors. They got to make the investors happy. It doesn't matter who you are, there's going to be authority. Your government, your city, your state, your parents, as a child, when you become an adult, it shifts. Most people stay on the, you know why people don't, I've seen it, and I see it in the real world. They hang on the shirt tail of their parent, and they don't work because they're milking life off the parents their whole life. And it's like, why do they do that? The reason is they hate authority. They can manipulate their parents. Most people, I've seen it, not most, but a lot of people, they use their kids and their parents as some kind of security blanket and some kind of emotional security blanket. Blows your mind. they don't have anything in and of themselves to be secure. They got to have somebody else to get their identity. But if you really understand what you were created to be, it changes everything. You don't get your identity on a job or in a person or anything down here. You get your identity in Christ and Christ alone. And so your identity is not in your name. It's not in your strength. It's not in your skills, your gifts. Your gifts kind of give you a feeling of identity because you're comfortable with the gifts that you have. If you're a computer program, you have a gift. You know, that's where you kind of hang out. So God gives you gifts down here. But that's not your true identity. It's temporary. You can lose a gift. Physically, you can lose the ability to have a gift. Mentally, psychologically, whatever. Life can hit you. You can lose a gift. But if your identity is in Christ, you can't lose that. And that's the whole system's trying to steal your faith, steal your identity, teach you to think like a brute beast. You don't even know why, don't even realize you were created. If you don't know that you're created, you're a brute beast. And so you, as a brute beast, all you do is eat and go take a number two. You eat and do a number two, and you just eat and make babies. You're just a brute beast, just like a dog or a cat. You just eating and sleeping and going to the bathroom. I mean, really, come on. So if you don't know why you're created, you're a brute beast. But once you realize why you were created, you can become civilized. You can figure this thing out. But if you don't, you're just a brute beast.